know, I thought it was a good day, good energy. You know, just got to improve on it, watch the film here and make our improvements and get ready for tomorrow.
You said some good, some bad. Besides the energy, what was good?
I mean, there was some decent execution out there at times. You know, especially for, you know, first day coming out here, but first day many, just the start. So, you know, really got to make the most of it.
Yeah, I said because of what you've been through in recent years, particularly the last year, that you're a highly motivated guy. In what way is that most true?
I mean, I mean, for sure, I guess you feel like you're always motivated, but no question. I mean, the things you go through, they affect you. No different. This is a new opportunity for me. Yeah, and I'm determined to make the most of it, for sure.
What are the carryover elements from your 49ers experience, your offense and terminology? What's new? What are the new elements here?
There's some similarities in the sense that it kind of comes from the West Coast world. So as far as the structure of the offense, the way we speak, you know, the structure of the terminology, a lot of similarities there, but kind of each gone their different direction. So still learning new terms, new terminology, but the structure is the same.
What did you know about the Chiefs before you got here?
I knew they're a very good team, plenty of talent, you know, just for some reason the record didn't seem to, you know, really say how good this team was. They had, what, 6 Pro Bowlers or something like that? Mm-hmm. So, you know, their record doesn't show how good this team is. And coming up here and you meet all the guys and see how hard they work, you know, you see some good things going on.
Do you think this coaching staff philosophically likes big corners like yourself, or did they talk to you about that? Is that something they want, or just they acquired a good football player?
I think they just acquired a good football player, in my opinion. But, you know, they definitely like guys coming here and compete. And, you know, that's something I definitely do. I know Al from back in Miami, and I think I met with Coach Reed before I came out with the draft. So, you know, we're definitely familiar with one another, and they like my game. And, you know, we went over the playbook, and they told me what they want me to do and what they expect out of me. And I said, you know what, I'm more than willing to come out here and put the work in, and we'll see what happens from there.
How do you think everybody's adjusted to all the changes that have been made?
I can't speak for everybody, but as far as myself and my unit, as far as the DBs, you know, we're coming along. As one, you know, we're trying to grasp it and make sure we're doing the best we can to fit in this defense.
Is that difficult with new guys on the team?
Nah, you know, we're just catching up everybody to speed, and we spend a lot of time together outside of meetings and stuff. We put a lot on ourselves. We don't rely on the coaches. They're doing a good job of installing it, but at the same time, we're putting a lot on ourselves to make sure we got it.
The new quarterback, new head coach, expectations are pretty high for this team. How do you feel about that after 2 wins and what's really expected of you this year?
Really, I don't really care what's expected of us. We know what we're supposed to do. We know what we're trying to do. So as far as outside expectations, we're not really focused on that. We're pretty much just going to keep gelling as a unit, gelling as a team, stay focused on the goal, and just keep working.
It's an honor to be a part of this team. Coach Andy Reid is so systematic and so disciplined. And I feel like already day one that's rubbing off on the guys. Guys are really working hard, buying into the philosophy and the program. I think that's what it takes to win in this league.
What are your expectations, Mike, in 3 days here in a short brevity time of mini camp?
You know, now it's about knocking the rust off. You know what I mean? It's about getting the 3 months that we've had off kind of out of you and get running around again, get used to the guys you're playing with, get the guys used to the system. You know, all the basic stuff, the technique stuff, and building the foundation from square one and making sure that's strong. Because if you want to get better and get to that, you know, master's level of the defense, you got to build those techniques and that foundational stuff.
I mean, did you know all along you'd be ready to go at this point?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been working hard. They gave me a timetable when I got hurt, and I'm back.
I know it's a big day, obviously, for you physically to just be taking part in team activities. But is there anything on the line? I mean, with contact such a part of what you do that can really be gained by you guys out here?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, we got some new guys. We're getting to know each other, getting used to playing with each other and learning the system more than anything. And we're just working at that.
Just when you start to play and then you get hurt, what kind of a setback does that do? Does that almost put you back to square one? Did you learn anything from that short period when you did get to play?
Yeah, I learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot from, you know, sitting around watching. I learned a lot mentally from standing around. Of course, I didn't get the physical reps, but I got a lot of mental reps. And, you know, it makes you, you know, I'm excited to be back out here from being away for so long.